Okay. So we've been spending time the last few weeks on Hilchos Shabbos. One more week. Today we'll spend time on another malacha. It's not really a malacha, but it's going to deal with a topic in Hilchos Shabbos that we spent already time on it, but we only spent time on part of it, and today we'll spend the rest. The share today is going to deal with packages that we get on Shabbos. Many of us, these are questions that recently have come up very, very often. If you get Amazon packages and you want to bring it into your house, you might even want to use the items inside that you knew they were coming on Shabbos. So I had a question one of the girls asked, if you get a pair of shoes on Shabbos, they knew that it was coming, could they wear those shoes on Shabbos or not? Doesn't seem to be muk, so you knew that it was coming. How do we open up the box? So we'll speak about it. So I had questions that were one of the questions I had to discuss this week. Someone's suitcase was lost, so they went to Eretz Yisrael, and their suitcase came late. But they delivered the suitcase on Shabbos, so they asked me if they could wear the clothing. Were they able to? They couldn't ask at the time it was happening, but afterwards they wanted to know. Were they allowed to wear the clothing that they got on Shabbos? It seemed to miss the flight. The next flight. Well,
did they do something wrong?
Right. Yeah, it's always they do something wrong. So it comes up very, very often. And I always question you get the UPS. Can you take it from him? Does he have to put it down for you? The signing, we'll see, is Pasha. It seemed not to be a problem. So even though we already spoke about, what do I mean we spoke? I already spoke to you about Express Mail. We had that a few years ago. We spoke about ordering the Amazon. I already explained to you that you could do it, even if it's one-day shipping. We had a whole share with that. Even though you know it's coming on Shabbos, Amira de Amira. You know you're from before Shabbos. They're not bound. We read some of their small print. It's not like you're telling them to do it on Shabbos. You know they're going to end up doing it on Shabbos. So we already had a whole share about the express mail. Even for you to send express mail, there were many places that are makel in case of need. So we're not going to be focusing on that because we did that already. We're going to be focusing on us receiving this, what we can do with it. So we start in Reish Nun Beis, and we will use this halacha throughout the share because every one of the Paiskin always will come back to this Mechaber and Ramah for the B'diavet. I want to talk about the L'chadchilos. So I have a package outside my house. I get Amazon packages. Do I have to kick it into my house? Can I carry it into my house? Can I tell the Amazon person to bring it into my house? So all of these questions will always be able to... All you need to do is listen to the first 5 minutes of the shir. You'll know your B'diavet. I'm not here to do B'diavet. We want to do L'chadchilos. Says the Mechaber like this. Kol Shekotzatz. If the guy is being paid a salary, so and you're paying a salary, you don't pay for shipping anymore. We generally are part of the prime. So it's already katzatz. It's already set up the price. It's already been not discussed. It's been established. Very good. So even though the guy does malach on Shabbos for a yid, mutl Yisrael. I'm allowed to wear it. So the guy, when he's doing it, I already paid the UPS, I already paid Federal Express, I paid my Amazon Prime. This is the Mechaber. I don't want Olam to think not so posh yet. Chaber says, he's doing it for himself. So although we know we're not allowed to have a guy do malacha for us, and if a guy does malacha for us, and we're not allowed to have hanah from that malacha. So just briefly to review those halachas, if a guy turns on a light for us, we cannot read by that light. If the guy turns on the air conditioner for us, not so pasha to stay in that room. We can have a guy, even though we didn't tell him to do it. The guy on his own, and that's the mistake that everybody makes. There's a number of problems with amira lakum. One is the amira part, and one is the hanah part. I can't tell a guy to turn on the light, but even if I don't tell him to turn it on, he does it on his own. I can't read by that light. If the guy would turn on my oven, I cannot go ahead and use the oven. I cannot use something that will see it. If he brings it to me and he carries for me, I might not be able to use it. even though I didn't tell him to do it. He did it for me. He knew that I wanted it. I'm not allowed to. On the other hand, removing, if a guy automatically knows to remove something, if I don't tell him to do it, it's not called having anas. So if I leave the light on in my room, I can hint to my guy and say, I can't go to sleep tonight. The guy is going to turn off the light. I'm not having anas from what the guy did. I'm having anas what the guy removed. They removed the light. It's very cold in the house, and I want to shut the air conditioner. Can't tell the guy, shut the air conditioner. But I could say, it's so cold in the room, and the guy will figure it out, and he will shut the air conditioner. That's removal. I'm not having a direct anas. So here, too. The question is going to be, you are having anah because you're wearing the clothing and he did a malacha for you, as we're going to see. It could be the case is cleaners. They clean the clothing for you on Shabbos, or they carried for you on Shabbos. But, as the Mechaber, he didn't do it for you. He did it for himself because he's getting paid to do it. He's not. You didn't. First of all, again, you didn't tell him to do it. Especially you didn't tell this guy to do it. You told the Federal Express office to do it. This guy you didn't tell. So the Mechaber says, fine. Comes the Ramah, and the Ramah says, no, it's not fine. You cannot wear it. If you know that the guy made this keli on Shabbos, he's making a piece of clothing for you. He was geimer on Shabbos. So the case of the cleaners, they cleaned it for you on Shabbos. So if you know that he did it on Shabbos, even though he's getting paid, you're not allowed to wear it. Says the Ramah. It's Sarach Lahant, and you would have to wait. Matzah Shabbos, Medei Shiasi. You have to wait after Shabbos to wear it this year of Kedei Shiasi. Bahachi Noyeg Lechatkilo. That's the Lechatkilo. In why? Unless you need it on Shabbos. Shabbos, then you can be Mekel. Then you're allowed to be Mekel. So you see clear, and that's why I told you, 5 minutes of the shir, you got your Ramah over here, and the Ramah is telling you that B'di'evet, if you got a pair of shoes on Shabbos, even though they did malach, his malacha was done to get this pair of shoes to your house. But Ramah seems to say they're getting paid. I didn't tell them to do it today. And even if we did, we saw the Federal Express. It's not like you told them to do it. Either way, you would be allowed to wear the pair of shoes on Shabbos. So feed the Ramah. He says, Yesh Lachal. And if it's possible that they did the malacha from before Shabbos, it can be Tyler that they did it from before Shabbos. Anyway, it's Mutter. Mutter B'chol Inyan. We're going to see why in a moment. So if the malacha that we're going to be talking about is carrying, let's say, so if there's a Erev in New York, let's just go with the premise that there's no Erev. But if you're in, let's say, a city where there's an Erev, so the no malacha is being done with carrying the item for you. The only problem would be is it came from outside the Chum. And today, we don't even know if it comes from outside the Chum, because Amazon does have so many fulfillment centers that are inside the Chum. Okay, it would be questionable, but there's a big one in Pesach when I go to the 5 pounds, right after the airport. There's a huge one over there. There's one in Staten Island. Maybe Staten Island's outside the Chum. But many of these facilities are going to, not many of them, some of them are inside the Tchum. I think there's one in Queens too. So if you have the in the Tchum, what Malacha would be talking about, their Malacha they're only doing for you is the carrying. So if there's an Erev in the city where the fulfillment center is, there is an Erev, then it would be fine. I don't know if the one in the 5 pounds is inside the Erev or not. But the question did come up over there. I don't know, I have to find out. I don't know where the Erev extends over there. So the halacha therefore is clear. Let's just quickly learn the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, why does the Ramah lechatchila aser it? You can't have anah. He didn't do it for you, but at the end of the day, he did do it for you. Says the Mishnah Berurah, even though he's getting paid. Shemi kamakam nasa malacha b'shvila. He did the malacha for you. He carried the package to your house, so he did it for you. Although he's getting paid for it, so the Ramah is telling you the yeshayim. Very nageh, because this Mishnah Berurah is very nageh to a 2 day yontif, because this people, a lot of people did ask and they ordered something, comes on the first day yontif, and they use it the second day of yontif. What's the chedei sheyasa? So let's say they ordered a pair of shoes, pair of shoes came first day yontif, and now they want to wear it on the second day of yontif. Says the Mishnah Berurah, ufi zeh, mishnei yamim taivim shogalias, and also any yudhi berishayim, you're allowed to use it, but chilas yayim sheni, the chedei sheyasa. You could use it the second day of yontif, mimanav shah. He says over here that if it would be a 2 day yontif, the whole problem is is that you're not allowed to have hana from the malacha, and you have to wait. And he's and the Rama's telling you the day she'asa. You don't need to wait for Chesh Yasa over there because the second day of Yontif is not connected to the first day of Yontif. You'll be allowed to wear the pair of shoes, mashma, even lechatchila on the second day of Yontif. So the Mishnah Berurah then explains, let's just see the Vinyesh Litlais number four, the Yesh Matir Mechalinim. We just saw, Mechaber is Matir anyway. This is very poor Mishnah Berurah now. What happens if the shoe was already able to be worn? He fixed it. Raksha tiknu b'chlikur b'Shabbos. He shined it on Shabbos. That was the whole malacha that was done. And anyway, it's mutter. You can wear it anyway. So if the malacha that you're benefiting from is not really such a benefit, so then anyway, the malacha is you're allowed. It's not called hana. You would be allowed to wear those pair of shoes anyway. So we see, therefore, everybody now sees the lechatchila midyavet. We therefore, let's see the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasi. Are we making a mistake here or not? Says the Shmir Shabbos. The Shas.
Are we assuming over here that it's the midyavet before that would be okay before assuming that it came from the
book?
How do we assume that?
No, the Tchum is not, we'll see, the Tchum is not really going to be our problem over here. The bigger problem is that they carried for us to our house. We're going to see, the Tchum doesn't seem to be the problem. We'll see. We're going to get to that in a minute. I mean, we'll get to that soon. We're going to go in order over the problems. But if we look at the Shmir Shabbos right away, the Shas, we have to build up. It's not a push up this year. It took me a long time to just put it together because it's all over the place. This halach. In order to answer this question, you have to be in Reishon Beis. You need a Shinchav Hei. You got to go to Hilchos Yontif. It's all over the place. The Ramah, so the comes along the Shmir Shabbos right away, and he says like this, Shas Tzair Kloimer, I don't have anything else to wear. Take my case in a suitcase. They have nothing else to wear. They're wearing weekday clothes. So you could wear it. So he's talking about an akrasim shenachim b'Shabbos. They brought a few on Shabbos, the cleaners. Gam, even if they did a malach of Rishus Aravim Gemura. So let's just say we're in a Rishus Aravim Gemura. Doesn't make a difference. Why? Because we just learned the Ramah. And the Ramah says, Bidi Eved, even though they did the malacha for you, it's katzat. They did it for themselves, and you're allowed to have hana from the clothing. So, if the questions, therefore, which I keep, I got a number of times with the suitcases on Shabbos, they want to know for the next time. The answer is, you have nothing else to wear. You would be allowed to wear the clothing that you got on Shabbos. You got a pair of shoes. You have nothing else to wear. You'd be allowed to wear it. Clearly, posh it. The people that are getting medicine on Shabbos keep on getting this question. They order it, and the medicine comes in the mail, and they need to use it. Clearly, it would be okay. And again, you would have to make sure to set it up before Shabbos and Amira and Amira. But if you set it up in such a way, you'll let Eva know. They're getting paid. I did not, unless I send someone to go to the pharmacy. But that's not what the case is that we're talking about here today. Comes along in the bottom of the Shmir and Shabbos, he doesn't explain. That's why you have to do a lot of going back and forth in a sefer. But in Kuf Samaches on the bottom, he says the mikra misiyamin, the din could be different. He doesn't explain what he's talking about. When is the din different? And he says ra'ol halon. So basically, we're going to see. I'm going to show you what it means that the din is different. But he's talking about over here that they brought something to. I'm sorry, I'll read Nun Aleph. I skipped. I'm sorry, Nun Aleph. Let me read Nun Aleph with you because it seems to contradict your dalit. Let's say a guy brought you food. He brought you food. He carried food for you to your house on Shabbos. Can you use the food? So we're talking about a case of where you didn't tell him to do it again. We're talking about where he brought the food. You might have ordered Amazon cereal. So now you have cereal. You want to eat the cereal on Shabbos. So he says, Zokti Shmira Shabbos. You can't eat it. What do you mean? Why can't you eat it? Didn't we just learn that shouldn't he make a chilek in the Shmir Shabbos? If it's chachila b'diavad, and then he says Matzah Shabbos, you're allowed to eat it right away. Why? Even sheinenena no shamamish malachas nafi. It's only carrying. They didn't really do anything. All he did was carry for you, so we're more meikul. He got b'Shabbos ayachalela because really on Shabbos I could have gone to the place and eaten it there. First of all, what do these words mean? So that means I'm not having hana. In other words, the Shmir Shabbos here is very cryptic because he doesn't, and that's why when he writes on the bottom, the mikra misiyam hadin, you have to know a lot of the halacha Shabbos to know what he's even referring to. But he was a Gaon, and I spoke about him many times. and he wrote one of the most important sefer in Hilchos Shabbos that we have in our time. You have to be ma'ayin in what he says, and I did spend time trying to figure out what does he mean. But as you'll see, it's really not so difficult to understand what he's trying to say. But just want to review over here the problem that I had when I saw Nun Aleph. Nun Aleph seems to be very cryptic because he should be telling us that it makes a difference. Do I have other food? I don't have other food. If I don't have any other food, then why can't I use it? What's the difference in my clothing that I got in my suitcase on Shabbos? I have nothing else to wear. And we said that b'diavad, you're allowed to use it. And he doesn't explain that over here, which, as you'll see, is included in what he writes a little bit on the bottom. How do I know that? So now you all see why. Because if you look at Kuf Samachest on the bottom, he says, Ra'o Halan Perak Laman Aleph Sif Chadalad. The Ra'o Sif Yudal, and also see Sif Yudalad. Sif Yudalad is now, you see Sif Yudalad, because I put that on the sheet. Sif Yudalad is the case of the clothing. So you see, he's already being Maram is that you're in a Chanami, that if it's a Bidi Evid, you're allowed to use the food. So if you have no food, and you are waiting for the delivery of the food. Again, we're not talking about a case where you told the guy, because then it's a different story. Talking about where the guy did it, was katat, he did it for himself. So then we now can say that you really, if you have no other food, you would be allowed to use the food. We therefore now have to go to clarify all these halachas. We are going to learn a simen shin chafei, where it specifically talks about food. Maybe over here, this case of carrying food is different, and that will also help us explain Nun Aleph. So again, just to clarify before we go further over it, I think everybody understands the B'diavad, right? Everybody knows the B'diavad. The B'diavad is you're allowed to use it. You could use anything that you get if you didn't tell them to do it. They did it for you. It was katzatz. You're allowed to have hana from it. It's not called hana because they did it for themselves. They didn't do it for me. They did it for themselves. L'chatchila, so far, it seems to be you're not allowed to. So when the L'chatchila, if someone's going to tell me they got a pair of shoes, they want to wear it, that's a pashut, because we see there's a machleit, unless you really have nothing else to wear. So someone did tell me they went away for Shabbos, they forgot to bring a pair of shoes. Friday, they went on to Zappos and they ordered the shoes, and they knew it was going to come Shabbos morning. They had only weekday shoes. Okay, they didn't want to walk around in sneakers. They forgot to bring the shoes whether they went on vacation. So they have a pair of shoes now. Someone asked me that. Poshit. So we see they have nothing else to wear. They would be allowed to wear it. Comes along now. Let's see the halacha in Simen Shin Chafei. Kitzar Maisa, based on this, the Olam should see already that if we're going to be talking about bringing in the packages, so what could be the problem? What could be the problem bringing in the packages? If I'm allowed to wear it, I can bring it in, right? So therefore, if I get all these Amazon packages, If you're going to say, l'chatchila, I'm not allowed to wear it, fine, I can't wear it. B'diavad, I'm allowed to wear it. B'diavad, I'm allowed to wear it. So then maybe I'm allowed to show, how can it be muksa then? So that's what we have to see. Is there going to be, if and that's my question that we're going to have to get to, because it's very Ramesha, but if what we're saying is true, the B'diavad of the Ramah, I'm sorry, the l'chatchila with the Ramah saying, don't use it, does that also mean l'chatchila, it's muksa? That's our shayla. So again, I just told you, but the other, you can wear it. If you can wear it, how could it be muksa? He's telling you can wear it. And especially the Mishnah Berurah is telling you, even if there was an Issa D'Oraisa that was done, and we saw from the Shmir Shabbos, he clearly says, even if it came from outside the Tchum, which is read in words. So if it comes from outside the Tchum, you're allowed to wear it, it can't be muksa. So it's not muksa then. So if according to this, someone asked me the other day, this last Shabbos, If you got an expensive amp, you ordered something Amazon. I'm talking about a few dollars thing, something very, very expensive. So if you're again, and the item itself is not a muksa item. Let's say it was an expensive piece of clothing, not an electronics, because the electronic would be muksa then. But you ordered something that was very, very expensive, and it came on Shabbos, so it can't be muksa because you could even use it in the oven. But with you, the other sheet, then maybe it is muksa. Because if I'm not allowed to use it, maybe it turns into muksa. That's what we have to get to. So, but before we can get to there, let us read Shimon Shechev. So again, the Olam understands, if you get something very expensive and it's something that's not muksa itself, and you knew that it was coming, so it can't be muksa because you knew that it was coming, so you would be allowed to bring it into your house. We're all good?
Okay. What would be the difference between expensive and not expensive?
No, because then you could be the avid, then you can rely on the avid. If I'm allowed to wear it, how could it be muksa?
What's the
evidence is it's a half semana. It would be a lot last semana. Someone said to me, they left something outside. They're afraid someone's going to take it off their porch.
I'm going to take my cheap pants off the room. What's the difference from the expense?
No, because then it would be maybe a half semana. You want to tell me that it's... That's,
you know, It's not mukzah.
No, but it might be mukzah. That's what I'm saying. If you're not, it'll feed the sheet of the Ramah that you're not allowed to use it, so maybe that sheet will hold that it's mukzah.
But that, what does that do with expensive?
No, it doesn't have anything to do with expensive. The Navy then, when something's expensive, we could be maker, like the sheet that it holds. I'm allowed to wear it. It can't be mukzah.
You could rely on the B'di Evan.
So the only half of it wouldn't be mukzah is if it's scheduled to come Saturday. If it's scheduled to come Monday and it happens to come Saturday, then it's mukzah.
No, that we'll see. Because we're going to see. Maybe he still knew about it. It's not. I know that I'm getting this item. It's possible. But you might be right. So that's why we have to go right there. So let's see Shin Chav Hei Sif Yud, where the case is talking about guy bringing you food, in this case water. Says the Mechaba like this: Eina Yehudi Shemili Ma'am LeBehemta Mibarshu Shasayachid. A guy is filling up water for his own animal, and he's bringing it through the Rishas Rabbi. Mutal Yisrael, the Yisrael's allowed to use it. The guy did it for himself. Clearly here, the guy did it for himself. It's not, you know, it's not like our case where the guy's delivering something to you. He filled it up for himself. But who she'ena yudi, ena yudi makiroi, she'ena yudi, you don't know the guy. The lech lemechash, he's not going to add for you. He doesn't even know you. But if he fills it up for the yid, obviously it's us. That's the regular din. He did a malacha for you. He carried for you. A people Yisrael, anyone can't do it. No Jews are allowed to use it. Mi'milabish, mi'barbish, she'ayachid, le'karmelis, atzali midrabanan, mutal achash le'milabishvile. Then it's mutter, that's a karma. Says the Ramah, the Yesh Makilin, there are those that are make over Ayman. Very strange Ramah, you're going to see. If you read the Ramah with me, the words, see, it doesn't flow. Let's read it together. Says the Ramah, the Yesh Makilin Vayman, the Avim Uhuva Derech Rishis Arabim, even if the guy brought it through the Rishis Arabim for the Yid, mutter la Adam Lishis Mem, the Yid's allowed to drink from it. Why? Because it's not called Hana. I could have gone there to drink the water. He did a malacha for me, but I didn't need it. I could have gone to where the water was and had the hana. Says the Ramah, and there are those that are matar afilu lechatchila. That means you can have a guy bring food to your house through the Rishas Arab, because it's not hana, because I could have gone to where the food was. Which has to make sense that you would go there to eat the food, drink the food, drink the water. That, look what he says. And they were noyeg lechatchila le'ena Yehudi. You would tell the guy to bring beer by shar dvarim. They're a karmelis, through a karmelis, without an eruv. Ba'af al pi'ay, maybe you should really be machmer. You come up and don't be meichel. It's like, just, is it mutter? Is it not mutter? Yeah. Then he says, ein lim chais v'yam akil tzar Shabbos of Shas Hatchah. The hayesh l'hakobah, you ain't allowed to be meichel amir l'hakam if it's a tzayruch. He's mixing in a lot of different ideas over here, but what definitely we do see over here is that when it comes to food, we have a new heter over here. What the heter is that being that I can go to the food, the fact that they brought me the food is not a hana, and therefore I am allowed to bidyavid again. A new bidyavid. You go back to the Shmir Shabbos, now you understand why he says you're not really having hana, because I could have gone over there. But that's only the Ramah's telling me, don't be Meich with the Adam Akilin. He seems to say, really, you're not allowed to do that. You can't, and the halacha would be the same as with the clothing. So once again, all I want to bring a raya from here is, when it comes to food, there's a reason why to be meikel. It's not such a hana. Why is it not such a hana? Because wherever the food was, I could have gone there to have the food. It has to be such a scenario where I could have gone there. If I can't go there to get the food, it's not going to be a heter. But so if let's say... Yeah, but it's not shy because you can't say, I always bother with that. Rav wasn't right, so you're going to get a whole shul to go where the food is. It doesn't really make any sense. It would be, for me, myself, if I can go there to get the food. If I would be able to walk there and get the food, it's not a hana. But most cases, it's not going to really apply. Oh, so now we have let's go to Hilchas Yontif. Like I said, there's three different Mekaymas in Shulchan Aruch, four really, because in order to answer the questions here, we have to go back and forth from, again, Reishon and Beis. We did Shin Chaf Hei. We are now in Simon Tav Kuf Tezvav. It's like learning Chayshah Mishpah. You have to really be in all of the Aruchayim, Hilchas Shabbos, Hilchas Yontif, to get to our answer over there. Comes it very, very important. This is the next most important halacha that we can do today. Is this outside the Tchum Halacha? Because you'll see there's going to be a tshuva for Amosha that seems to be a little bit hard to understand. Yisrael, we have the Mechaber talks about a case where you're getting mail. Yisrael, Sheshiga Darin Lechaveru. You have a yid that's sending a gift to his friend. Al Yehudi, the mayor of Yontif. Benisakiv and Yehudi, the ain't a Yehudi got delayed. And it comes that he's traveling on Yontif from outside the Tchum. Says the Mechaber, Mutter Abilu Mishu Vishviloi. He's allowed to use the item. He can eat it. It's talking about food. So again, he has food that an Eina Yehudi sent him food. He's allowed to use it. I will also lichol Yisrael, but it's muksa. Mechaber says you can't move it outside Dalet Amos. I shouldn't say muksa. I'm sorry. It went outside the Tchum. Rule is, just as an introduction, if something comes from outside the Tchum, it has to stay in the house. I cannot take it out of my house. If it comes to a bungalow colony, it could stay inside the bungalow colony because there's an Eruv. But once something comes from outside the Tchum, it's stuck in the Makom. So that's why the Mechaber says, so again, Mechaber is telling us that it is allowed to, you're allowed to eat it, but you can eat it, you got to eat it in your house. You can't take it outside your house because then you can't move it out. Once something leaves the Tchum, it's bound to stay in a Makom of Dalet Amos. We need the Mishnah Berurah over here. We don't need as much the Mechaber. We need this Mishnah Berurah. Comes along the Mishnah Berurah number two, and the Mishnah Berurah says like this. We said that you're allowed to use it. Mutra fil Misha huva bishvilo. Why? I this exera. Leshayfach lenegzah shem yayim alakum. Isn't that the whole Amir alakum? You're not allowed to tell a guy to do something for you. There's a Jew that told the guy to bring this to his friend. So we're dealing with a Jew that said to the guy to do this. Says the Mishnah Berurah, as we said in our introduction. The guy doesn't know the one who's receiving it. He's doing the shlichus to the first guy. Now this is the main two lines. So once again, the receiving one has nothing to do with the guy. I don't know who the guy is. I didn't tell the guy. The pharmacy sent the prescription with their guy. When the guy got delayed. If the one who's sending it knew that it's not going to reach him until Yontif, then it is also for the one who got it. It was an Isser done to him. Says again, let's go again over the Mishnah Berurah. But the Mishnah Berurah is saying that it's mutter when it was the guy was delayed. He wasn't supposed to come on Shabbat. He should have come on Friday, should have come on Thursday. He didn't come on Thursday. Why? My package got delayed. Got delayed. So that's not called Hano on Shabbos. Why is it not called Hano on Shabbos? Because I didn't want it on Shabbos. I wanted it Thursday and Friday. It came on Shabbos. But when did I really order it? Come on Thursday, Friday. Says the Mishnah Berurah, then the one that received it is allowed to use it if it got delayed. If it didn't get delayed, what's the Mishnah Berurah saying to us? But if the Meshaleach knew that it's only going to get to the Makabel on Shabbos, and it's a Jew, once again, we're talking about a Jew, Hare Aser V'Achil, it's Aser V'Achil, L'Misha Huva B'Shvila. Even though, again, the one who's receiving it doesn't know the one who's bringing it to him. But the one who sent it is the one who sent it. Let's therefore see the Shmir Shabbos, and the Shmir Shabbos says like this: what we just said, Kavila Shavu b'Chutz Laretz b'Shabbos Laydeda. So you have a package coming from Chutz Laretz. V'Lo Gnei Shashalech Hikpid Shechavila Timsa B'Shabbos. This one, Mamash, what we just said: the one who's sending it doesn't really care if it comes on Shabbos. They're let Mutter, they're Hanis Min Advarim Sheba B'Dayoyim. You're let have enough. Afilu even Guva Michutz Tzum. Says clearly the Shmir Shabbos what we just said, but once again you have to remember over here is that if it's a Jew that's sending you something and it should come on Shabbos, you're not allowed to use it. Here the Jew that's sending it to you doesn't care that it gets to you on Shabbos. He's not makpid that it should get to you on Shabbos. He wanted it to come before, and you're allowed to have it. Hana, even as we said, when are you allowed to have hana? You have to remember, it's only the b'di'evid, because the l'chatchila, we're not allowed to do it anyway, because the guy did it for you. That's the case of it. He's talking about what a guy, I'm assuming that seems to be what the case is talking about over here. So we clearly, again, always have to add that in, the l'chatchila and b'di'evid, and therefore this package that you got from Chutz Laretz or the other way around, and the mishaleach, the shaleach is not makpid on when it comes to you, so then it is going to be fine. So now that it's fine, but let's go back to the problem over here. Yeah, so you got your Amazon box. I got to open up the box. If I can't open up the box, so then doesn't the item automatically then anyway become muksa? And if the item then anyway becomes muksa, so I can't bring it into my house. So how am I going to wear this item? So it's very good up until this point. If they brought you a pair of shoes, and now I'm going to put on the shoes so we have them out like this. But if there's no way for me to get to my pair of shoes in my box, so then anyway it would be muksa, and anyway I can't wear it. So up until this point, we haven't discussed how we're getting this pair of shoes out of the box. So let's see now the Mishnah Berurah, we will come back at the end of Moshe, because he's going to, for some reason, I'm not sure why, takes one side of it, an opinion over here, which doesn't seem to be the opinion of Mishnah Berurah. So let's read over here. Likrois b'igeres, he got a letter in the mail. You don't know what's inside the letter. Says the Mechaber. So, what the law? You're allowed to open it up. Seems to be mutter. The law, you carbetiv. Don't read it with your mouth, but you could read it with your eyes. The mivah b'shvila. If it's outside the tchum, says the mechaber. No, then it's muksa. So you got a letter on Shabbos, and maybe it came from outside the tchum. So you have to make sure not to touch it. It's muksa. Says the Mishnah Berurah. This is another third halacha for today, which is these are the foundations of the halachas. In discussion that we're having, it says the Mishnah Berurah like this. Why does the Mechaber hold that if you got a letter or you got a package, he holds that there's muksa that of chutzal tchum? If something comes from outside the tchum, it's muksa. If that's so if your Amazon package comes from some fulfillment center in Kentucky, it's outside the tchum. So now we have a new halacha over here. Mechaber is telling me we have a muksa of chutzal tchum. So comes the Mishnah Berurah and says, so what are you going to do over here? It's muksa. So you had a guy to open it up for you. And he's going to read the letter. I'm not touching it. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the Movad Zeh, ain't she muksa. He wants to say like this. Without, it's a letter. Is it muksa anyway because it has no use today? So the Mishnah Berurah's opinion is that you could use it as a to stuff up the bottle, which we'll see. Rav Moshe says no one does that today. So we have a letter over here. So again, Mishnah Berurah is telling me, the letter itself is not muksa, but maybe it's muksa because it came from outside the tchum. Now, obviously, if it's a bill that you got, so you're not stuffing up your bottle with a bill. If it's a check, you're not stuffing up your bottle. It's muksa anyway. We're talking about the envelope or the letter inside it, which maybe you would stuff up your bottle with. But there's a problem of tchum. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if the chenu any yudni, who ya'ayin bo, I, the David shalul v'michutz l'tchum, time alone, the osir l'hanes, nimenu, you're not allowed to have anah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, most of the Paiskim, first of all, don't agree with the Mechaber about this. Before he even gets to that, he says, what's the problem over there? Here, you're not going to tell him. Again, you always don't even know the guy over here. So if you don't know, even know who you're dealing with, so there's never a problem. But the main Mishnah Berurah is number four, and that's why it's all in bold over here, because the Achronim all argue on the Mechaber with this. There is no muksa chutzutchum. The davar abba michutzutchum ain by yisum muksa. Even lamisha avila b'shviloi the asul imeno hayo baral yisrael, because another it is allowed to have enough from it. Because the halach is if something comes from outside the tchum, it's only asa for the person it's brought for. Tchum is only the rabbana. It's only asa for him. For someone else, it's not asa. It could be muksa then. Mishabura paskins that any letter that you get, or any box you get, even if it's from outside the tchum, is not muksa. Clearly what he holds. And you're allowed to have enough of it.
Is the Mechaber only saying with Akila also?
No, because he holds it's muksa. He said
Taibli Zahar.
Oh, Taibli Zahar, yeah. Okay, right.
So he's really saying that the Evid also is agreeing to the
Evid. He's really, it's not, right, yeah, very good. He seems to be agreeing to the B'di Evid. Mishnah Berurah is telling you that it's not a problem at all. But this next part is very important. So if we're saying over here that if something comes from outside the tchum, it's not a problem. And we're already saying over here, so it's not muksa, I should say. Now the guy in Brooklyn, so they're carrying it to us, so we have another malach here. So there is a malach that's being done over here. But let's say where we don't... Right, can't, let's just assume we can't rely on the air for that. So we don't have a prop. Is there a prop? So to use it, I can't have Hana. So let's remember, let's just break this up a little bit. To use it, we already said in the beginning of this year, we have a b'di'evan on the chatchila. Is it, let's go back to what I started. Is it muksa now or not? Comes the Mishnah Berurah and says, so let me ask the oilman here, can you take the box from the UPS person or your mailman comes, he's standing by the door, can you take the mail from him? According to the Mishnah Berurah, there should be no problem with taking the mail from him. Because the mail itself you could use, unless there's a bill inside it. But if you see what it is, and you see that there's nothing there that which should be, that's chisar and kiss, so it's not muksa then. And chutz l'tchov is not muksa either. So what says the Mishnah Berurah then? So can I take it from the mailman's hand? The minig is not to take it from his hand. Hamevi b'shabbos. Put a tongue to put it on the ground. We're afraid, for those that are learning the Masechta Shabbos now, we're afraid that he did the akhira and you're doing the anacha, because he's going to walk on your porch and you might meet him and he's going to give it to your hands. He did the akhira, you did the anacha. So the Mishnah Berurah says, because of that, never accept it, never accept from the UPS, from the mailman, even though it's not muksa. Don't put it on the floor. We're afraid terem sheyamid lafush. The yid's going to take him. So therefore, it's always us. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, what happens if this letter sealed? Can't read it. You can tell. You can hint to the guy, like you said, I'm a Yehudi. You can say, I can't read it. The guy automatically knows to open it up. You can't tell him straight out, unless it's a tzarif gavul. It goes back to tzarif gavul. So therefore, the letter's not muksa anyway, because there's a way for me to open up the letter. I can hint to the guy. I can't read this letter on Shabbos. Or, I got a pair of shoes. I can't wear it today. Okay, the guy who figures out to open up the box. He'll open up the box. I have my shoes now. Says, and the beer, I love.
Planned it out before.
What?
Said, what's it planned out before?
Planned out what?
You should open the box for him.
No, can't do that either. You can't tell him to open up before. So the Mishnah Berurah number 3 goes through this whole thing with opening up letters in Shabbos. He wants to know why you're not allowed to open up the letters. He claimed, the Mishnah Berurah says that anyway, you're ripping the envelope. You're ripping the envelope, you're a makalkel. If you're a makalkel, so what's wrong with opening up envelopes? So of course, the Mishnah Berurah then goes into it's a makalkel, I'm an asasakim. By opening up the envelope, I get to read the letter. So he goes through a whole discussion about if it is, what's the problem with opening up the envelope to the letter. He does say that, we don't really see it anymore. We used to get those airmail letters. It was the letter itself. It was taped to itself. You would open it up and the written. So then he says, okay, that might be a tikkun. But if you're ripping the envelope and you're getting to the letter, so then maybe you could do that. Let's just, because of the lack of time here, let's just end off with the, not end off. Let's see the end of the Mishnah Berurah in the bowl here. With the Tzarek Gadol, you are allowed to open it up. Al Yedeinu Yudi, like you wrote in the Mishnah Berurah. Ubiprat, for sure, if the letter's inside another envelope, for sure you're allowed to do it. Period. Kitzur Maisa, we come to the Shmir Shabbos. Not the Shmir Shabbos, because he didn't write it. He wrote it in Shulchan Shleimer. In Shulchan Shleimer,
a newspaper you get that comes from outside the
Torah. Very good. So that's
open, that you would be allowed.
Right. The question is when it was printed. But it was printed on Shabbos, they did Malacha. Now they didn't do Malacha for you specifically, so that's what the Shmir Shabbos goes into. You follow the Roy, yeah, you're right. That seems to be. Anyway, the problem is we have the Ramah. Ramah says the Diyavid, you shouldn't use it. So always back to the Ramah. Unless it's, you need to read what's inside the paper. Let's read over here the Shulchan Shleima. He did write in the Shmira Shabbos. That's why you can't just end with the Shmira Shabbos, because when you talk to Shlomo Zalman directly, he says, I know I wrote something in Shmira Shabbos, but I don't want to argue with Mishnah Berurah. Who wants to argue with Mishnah Berurah? But he does feel that he doesn't. I'm going to read it with you. Look at the Chesed from Shulchan Shleima. Someone asked the Shmir Shabbos that he argues on the Mishnah Berurah because the Mishnah Berurah ends off. Shasulif Tayach Matapis Michtav. You're not an open envelope. A few Derek Kirkel. He even Shel Mitzvah Nisgari Dev. It's glued together. You're ripping it up. So Reb Shlomo Zalman said, Ein Chayshish in Klal. There's no chash at all. Why is an envelope any different than a bag of potato chips that I want to open up? Just like the bag of potato chips you might open up. Why? There's no gzera that by ripping, I'm going to fix. Who's fixing it? I'm throwing out my bag of potato chips. Everybody knows you're allowed to rip the bag of potato chips. So for sure, says Rosh Hashanah, why is an envelope any different? Now, an Amazon box, you might save the box. Okay, I understand. Ein hachanami, that would be worse because you want to ship it back. You need the box. But a regular envelope, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, there's no way that you're saving this. So he wanted to argue on the Mishnah Berurah, but he ends off, Amnam, the Tshuva Baal Peh, when we spoke to Rav Shlomo Zalman, the Shoyl said, what do you really hold? And he says, Lamaisa, I don't want to argue on the Mishnah Berurah. Chayshish Laimav is after. I'm chayshish to say that it's mutter. So it's interesting. So usually you would say in the Shemir Shabbos, you should then say, I'm chayshish on the Mishnah Berurah. In Shmir Shabbos, he holds, you let open up the envelopes because you're destroying it. You're doing a Derech Kilkel. The box also, if you do a Derech Kilkel, if you destroy the Amazon box, in a Hanami, then it's Derech Kilkel. It's not any different. There's no way that I'm reusing this again. So once again, the fact that it's inside a box is not going to make it book. So comes Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe, you'll see yourselves. If we stop right here, we just learned the Mishnah Berurah, and he says that we hold that there's no problem of chutz l'chum. If there's no problem of chutz l'chum, it's not muksa. The only problem that we're left with over here is they carried it for us to our house from the truck, the Amazon truck to our house. The fact that it's in the Amazon truck, the Rabbi Breish, and I put it all the way on the bottom of the sheet, says over there, they are carrying other boxes in their Amazon truck. They're not just doing it for me. So when they're driving the truck, they're doing one malacha for a lot of people, and majority of them are going. And so we're back to the referring. I know, but I want to get to the L'chatchila. The B'diavad, we always have that first halacha. I want to know the L'chatchila. So Rabbi Breish, we're going to see, he says that even though they're in the trucks, the UPS trucks, it's so they're doing it for a majority. Now, I don't, can you say that a majority of the packages are Jews and not Jews? I don't know, but let's assume that it's a majority is not Jews. So the only problem is I'm coming directly to my house. Oh, so they're carrying for me and they're doing that for me. That would be the problem. Comes along Ramesha. Let's see Ramesha. In Mutl, are you allowed to move a mail on Shabbos? L'gabi amechtavim, hinei bezman hazeh. So Ramesha, first of all, says that no one uses letters to go ahead and stop up bottles. So then the letter itself is muktzah. You're not doing that. Shazel tamahetta. That's the whole reason why the talpa together. You can't read it. You can't really read it because it's shari adyaitis. So if you can't read it, what am I doing with it? If I'm nothing to do with it, now Rav Shlomo Zalman, you're going to see, disagrees with that, but we'll see in a minute. Because the Kolsh game, for sure, back to Rav Moshe, be Garish, Abitaif, Ma'atfa. If you have a letter inside the envelope, not sure what the first case was talking about, but either way, even Mitaychat Chum Yesh La'asa B'Tiltum. Why? B'mchayish Hashem Yesh Dabar Nachatz L'Tzairach Haguf. If it's really needed, then it's mutter. Then you could, because I already told you, you have the Ramah. He's not on you on the Ramah. You have to chen al yedei nachi. You got to go ahead, open it up for you. Uvim dina zu, she ikka telephone, kemap chabais, ein lachish, ledover nachis, et cerech aguf. There's nothing that you really need. Again, I don't understand what that means. What does that mean? I don't have anything. Ba'asa l'kreisai, ba'asa l'kreis, l'tat l'gerish, amitaych atchum, kolshkein b'gerish, amichutz l'tchum, v'kulei amal la'yiflugu b'zeh. I don't know where this whole Ramesh is coming from. We just went through the whole shear over here of saying that chutzotchum, we don't even have a problem. Taychatchum, I understand. If he's concerned with the Rishus Harabim, makes sense. They carried it to me. He's also telling you, and I understand now, if he knows that the envelope or the letter is muksa, because there's nothing that I can use it for today, so again, he has a problem with how am I opening it up. Being that the Mishnah Berurah says, not so pasha. You can be makel to open it up through a guy, but really we don't want to rely on that unless there's a need. So if there's no need, it's a little bit difficult to understand, and that's why I want to read you Shmir Shabbos. Shmir Shabbos says like this: if you have the postman shemaybi michta b'Shabbos mutter loymalai. First of all, tell him to put it on the table. I will ain lekablu yali. Don't take it from his hand. We already said the fact umashi yirsham b'pinkasai. The fact that he signs off that you gave him the letter, that he gave you the letter, no problem at all. Then look what he says here. If the mailman put it into your mailbox, which is in Asher B'cheder HaMadregas by the staircase, but the Lahai V'Ladir, you can bring it to your house. You have to be able to carry inside your building, obviously. So you see, the Shmir Shabbos learns the way we're learning. You got letters on Shabbos, so the letters come through your slot. They're on the floor now. Shlomo Zalman holds, I could pick it up from the floor and put it on my counter on Shabbos. Rav Moshe says I can't. What? So let's just review. The fear of Shlomo Zalman, why you ought to do it? Because he holds, and I didn't put it over. I'll read one more paragraph, and then I went, Ramesh is right. Who uses letters to stuff up the tzluchis? He says no, because we all use letters as a bookmark. That's what Shlomo Zalman says. Sheregilin l'shtamish boy l'simin b'soich ha-sefer u'chidayma. You use it as a bookmark. So you got a letter here, and it can't be a bill. If it's a bill, then Shlomo Zalman is going to agree. You're not using it as a bookmark. That if you got a check, those items are going to be definitely muktzah. So you have to know what you're getting in your mail. But if you can see that the mail is nothing of that sort, and it's something that you would maybe use as a bookmark, so it's not muktzah then. It's not muktzah. I can go ahead and bring it into my house. Most of the time, we don't know what our mail is when it's on the floor, but sometimes you can see what it is on the floor. If it's something on the floor, especially where you're getting a advertisement, that's what most of our mail is today anyway. We're not really getting checks. Everything who gets checks in the mail anymore? And bills, everything's online already. So most of what we're getting in our mail is going to be a magazine. It's going to be some new thing that they stuff through our mail slot. So all that, in a chanami, I might use for a bookmark. So if you're Shlomo Zalman, it's not muksa anymore. It's not. I don't care where it came from. It can come from outside the tchum too, like we saw from Mishmaru. But Moshe seems to say that it is going to be a problem. Because he says, why does he write, but after mitaychat chum yeshlas? So according to what we're saying, there's no difference between taychat chum and chutzlat chum. It really doesn't make a difference. And then he says, because he ends off, and that's, I should have put that in bold. But Moshe at the end of number six says, the kol shkein be gerish and chutzlat chum. For sure, if the letter came from outside the tchum, what do you mean? We just saw the Mishnah Berurah says there's nothing wrong with things that come from outside the tchum. And yet Rav Moshe say that it is a problem. You see, he's passing like the Mechaber. Rav Moshe, and like Yitzi said, Mechaber himself said, Toiv. So I don't understand where, again, this is Chela K, not exactly sure who wrote this actual, I think he wrote this to Rav Ruben, but he says, I'm not sure. So we can't argue Rav Moshe either. Then, if you're going to get the mail, take it from the mail and you can't do it anyway. If it's on the floor and it's in the way and people are stepping on it and it's getting, and it's something that maybe is not muksa, so then you rely on Shlomo Zalman. You can pick it off the floor and pick it up and put it on your counter. The boxes, so if you're Rav Moshe, we have a problem over here, because if you're Rav Moshe, he's telling us that he says, but really the box itself, he seems to say over here is a problem, because the box, if he's telling you when he started out, no one's using it for the tzira of tzitzu chasai, so then it's muksa. Because he says that's the whole reason. If you look at the parentheses of Ramesha, that's why your letter, move the letter, even though you can't read it, but you can use it for something else. So again, Ramesha's take, let me just make sure that it's clear. The Rav Shlomo Zalman's permitting possibly, even a letter which is muksa, because Rav Shlomo Zalman is giving you the heter of using it as a bookmark. Now, if it's something I would never use as a bookmark in Chanami, but let's say I got a bill in the mail, so I could still use the bill as a bookmark, so then even a bill wouldn't be muksa, because I have a use for it on Shabbos, unless it's Chisar and Kiss.
Not to open it.
And Rav Moshe, not to open it. That's what Rav Moshe is saying. But I don't need to open it, because I'm using it as a bookmark. If it's something which is not muksa, so let's go back to my Amazon boxes. So Ramesh himself says you could, if it's a tzarif davar nachas, you can use it al yidei nachri. So if you can do it al yidei nachri, so my only problem now is outside the tchum. Ramesh seems to hold it a problem of outside the tchum.
Why are you bringing it in?
So I can't bring it in with you, Ramesh, right? Because it can't
ever get there.
But the thing is,
no, for sure, it didn't come from outside.
Very good. We learned all the way at the beginning, if you could be titled, it didn't come from outside the tchum, so maybe it could be titled. It's not from outside the tchum. So if you're getting an Amazon box, I don't know which field
it's
at. I don't know.
It says you on Friday that it's in the Brooklyn location.
Very good. It's in the Brooklyn location, in a Hanami. But if you're getting an Amazon fulfillment center, you have to see where the fulfillment center is. Where is it now? Is it in Staten Island? It might be outside. It is outside the tchum. Is it in Queens? It's inside the tchum. Is it in the, so yeah, I don't know. I have to know if it's in the UPS building and you see UPS, I know it's inside the tchum. So if it's in the UPS building in Arab Shabbos, if you're a Moshe, it's inside the tchum. Oh, but now we have our other problem. They carry. We're always going to go back to the Ramah when we started with. But to move it, to say that it's muksa, we see over here that the problem is that if it's a pair of shoes in the box, la halacha does, and you're afraid it's going to get stolen, does seem that it's not muksa. Because there is a way that you can wear the shoes. You get a guide, open up the box, you can wear the shoes. And if you really need to wear the shoes, you could. So it can't be that it's, and therefore let's just go back. You can't have the shoes that they may be muksa, maybe they're not muksa. Either muksa, they're not. So lalacha then, just to conclude our lalacha over here, as we saw from the beginning, if you need the stuff, the items inside the box, you can get a guy to, you can't open up the box. You can get a guy to open up the box. You can even wear the items. If you have boxes on your porches, so lepira maisha, if you don't know if it came from outside the tchum, so kick it in your house. If you know that it came from inside the tchum, you can even bring it into your house yourself, because you don't have any problems anymore. The item, again, if it's an item which is not mux inside your box, you have to always remember that. If not, you're going to have to kick it into your house again. The letters of the mailman, never take it directly from the mailman, never take the box directly from the UPS, because all those, it's a gzera, they could put it down in the house for you, and then you yourself can move it. Once they put it down, if it's not muxa, you can move it. If it's muxa, you can kick it. And if you're a maisha, if it came from outside the tchum, then we're not allowed to move it either.